Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Hey guys, welcome to TGIF. It's your favorite show of all time. It's your girl Claudia Jordan here, and I'm joined by my boys, my friends, these men who are fabulous. Al Reynolds is here tonight. Al Reynolds, hello. He's giving me serious, I won't say fish, but serious tease tonight.
Fishy bitch. Fish. Yeah.
And I am joined by Funky Dineva, who is a radio, TV personality, multimedia personality. Let me give you your flowers. Hello, Funky Dineva.
How are you, Claudia girl?
I'm good. Oh, Al, you're muted. We need to hear all those words coming out of that luscious mouth of yours.
Okay. All right.
They were talking about your lips last week. They was like, ooh, our lips look so good. He must have just got them done.
Al, your lips need an Instagram page. They are living for your lips. No shade. Like they talk about, I read
you're
all the comments
so
on
YouTube. Shady. You are so shady. I swear to God.
I am not shady. You have plump. I want to get my. I drew my lips all outside the line, trying to be like Al Reynolds tonight. Look.
You know what? Let's move on. Y'all not going to pick on me tonight like you usually do.
We're not picking on you. You have good lips, and they're very luscious. When's the last time you...
I got good everything. Trust me. I got good everything.
Well, look.
You don't say.
More than just lips. Good lips, tongue. Ooh. I got good hands.
Keep on.
Good body. I got good everything. Trust
what
me.
What else you got good, Al?
Take a look at that picture I sent you. You already know.
Y'all are so silly. Speaking of good, Claudia, how was your birthday week, girl? It was your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
How was
that? Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Claudia. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm 48 years old now. I'm up there.
Old fish. Yes, God.
Old fish. Seven-day old fish. Okay.
Old piece of snapper.
old bay and halibut and wrapped in aluminum foil with lemon juice and paprika and parsley. I had a great time. Honestly, it was one of those birthdays where you ever feel like no one cares? Like you're like, nobody cares. It's just like, it's a weird, it's not 30th or 40th or 45. It's just like a whatever. And you know, time is just passing you by and you're like, you get to a certain age in life where you start thinking about the things you didn't do. And I was kind of having one of those days. None of my friends were talking about doing nothing. It didn't seem like KJ was planning anything. And I felt like it was just like, all right, no one cares about me. It felt like that. Me and KJ went to Shreveport and gambled for the weekend, which he never wants to do that. So I was like, okay. And yeah. We stayed at the military base, which the hotel is giving very 1970s hostage. I thought they need to redo that base. I'm sorry. No shade to the military, but I felt like it was a place where they keep sex traffickers. And then we drove back home and he's like, we got dinner reservations at 7. We got back at 6. So I had to jump in the shower, get dressed. And we walked to this restaurant around the corner. And when I got there, they said, your other party's here. And I see my friend TJ, Yasmin, my girl April, her husband. And they really showed up. When I tell you, they gave me beautiful gifts, speeches, the time, the energy. I got an Hermes throw blanket.
I did Google a lot of good gifts.
That was really good. But listen, Claudia, CJ, Yasmin, CJ, TJ, and everybody else, they're not the only people that care about you. We saw you kick your birthday off on Queens and Cocktails, and we wanted to get in on some of the fun too. So here, take a look at some of our funniest moments with you.
We got you.
Happy birthday to... Next story, girl.
It is TGIF. This is what y'all came for, right? Y'all came for this.
Grab your drink. Y'all got your drink, fellas.
Got my drink.
Just obedient ass. He got that red cup. I love it.
I forgot. I'm going to get fired.
I just saw a comment in the chat. I got to say, you can tell Claudia is stingy. Sis really drinking out of a miniature.
Damn. They know you well. Didn't you have like a really fun night with your man?
I actually gave him some decent sex.
Uh-oh.
Look out. Is this a big glass of wine? That's a big glass. A big,
that's my husband left me and took all my glass.
Who'd you have sex with last weekend?
Claudia, don't start that mess tonight. We're not doing that.
Listen, this is either going to be our most popping show or our last.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
I'm so surprised.
Love you.
Thank you.
Before we get things started, we've got a special message for you.
Oh my God, not again.
Amazing friend Claudia, happy, happy birthday. I hope that your birthday was just as amazing as you are. And I can't wait for you to come to Atlanta so we can turn up, girl. Yes. Happy birthday, beautiful.
Oh my God, I love Tawanda Braxton. That is my dog. And we have the most, our relationship is crazy. Like, we love each other, but we don't get it to hang out. So I can't wait to see her. So y'all surprised me. I thought it was over. I always make fun of black people. Black people surprise. They celebrate their birthday for 30 days. I'm like, okay, it's enough. All right. We get it. You were born. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that.
I didn't expect to hear from Tawanda. So that was special.
That's my girl. I really love Tawanda. Like, that's all the Braxton sisters pretty much like me. So anyways, what? To Al.
We're going to leave it at that, y'all. Let's get this damn show.
We're going to leave that
right there. Right there. Listen, most of them do. Like, it's been really beautiful. Even the mama. Okay, so let's get into the show. What's everybody drinking tonight?
Publix lemonade and Smirnoff vodka.
Ooh, okay.
I'm doing a Chardonnay by Agate and Elm.
I've been drinking Tito's and whatever all day. I had to do a shoot today. I kind of created this whole project today, and I've been drinking because I was so nervous to kind of branch out and try something. I do get nervous, but I don't really show y'all that much. But really deep, like behind the closed doors, I'm a sensitive person. I worry. I overthink things. If I say something that offends you in real life, I really go back and think about it. You know what I mean? It really bothers me. So I was nervous. I put a lot of money into this project. So it just, investing in yourself, I don't know why we're scared to do it when we shouldn't be. We invest in other people's brands and we support designers and I gamble and we go on trips. But why, when we think about investing in ourselves, is it like a thing to be nervous about? And it shouldn't be. It should be the thing we're the least nervous about. So I did it.
Right.
And I feel damn empowered by it. So I have, what are we drinking tonight? I got a lot of vodka in my system. And whatever. So it's gonna be one of them shows. So anyways, let's get into it. Jonathan Pentland, a white U.S. Army soldier, I don't know if y'all saw this video, it was ridiculous. He was charged with third degree assault after a video showed him verbally threatening and shoving a black man that was simply walking through his neighborhood. Let's take a look at this.
I'm happy to help you. I didn't hit you. There's a difference between pushing
you. Pretty sure you were the aggressor, buddy.
You're aggressing on the neighborhood.
Someone came running.
Walk back.
You better walk away. You walk away. You're talking to my wife right now.
Well, I always say I'm tired of black people just sitting there filming. We need to be more proactive, put the cameras down so there's no evidence. So black folks from that same community responded by protesting outside of Pentland's house. Let's take a look.
I put it on IG.
So you thought you had a problem with one black man walking through your neighborhood, and now you got the whole damn community that came out, and now you're in police protection. It's funny how they protect the white person with the aggressor. What do y'all think about this story? Do you think he expected all those black people to roll up on his yard?
Absolutely not. And I'm going to tell you something. What they were out there chanting, change my life. I think they were saying something along the lines of, my mission on this earth is to make racist people uncomfortable. I loved every minute of it. And I'm going to tell you something. I saw a comedy special one time many years ago when Monique went to that prison and she told those ladies, I will never judge y'all because we are all one bad decision away from being here. And that line forever stuck with me. In this particular situation, this man and his wife are about to lose everything they have and lives be ruined for one bad decision. I can guarantee you he is sitting somewhere wishing he would have continued drinking his damn beer watching TV versus getting his ass up and going outside. And before I turn this thing over to Al, you around here talking about this nice neighborhood and where somebody belongs. Child, please miss me with that one side brick and three side siding, okay? It ain't all that damn nice, Al.
So let me tell you, this just filled my heart with so much comfort to see that community rally around that young man and against Sergeant Jonathan Pentland. And let me tell you why. Instead of them chanting that their mission was to make racist people uncomfortable, I like how this situation is making racist people accountable. And let me tell you how it's making this gentleman accountable on many levels. Number one, he's been charged with third degree battery, right? I think because we have the voice and the ear of the people in that community, we need to up that to second degree assault, causing physically harm, because he had an intention. If it wasn't for those women who walked by and pulled him away, that man right there was about to beat that young man up in a very bad way. So his intent was bad. On third degree assault, he's not held responsible. That's a serious, and I mean, that's the least serious account that you can get. I think we need to graduate that to second degree assault. All right. And then I don't know if you guys saw this, but on IG, his captain, the guy who was head of his platoon, where he reports, is an African-American male. And he said that this type of hate is not tolerated in the United States Army. And you know what that means? That means that now this young man has to go in front of the military code of justice, which is the justice system within the United States military, which is awesome. Now he's double accountable. He's accountable on the civil side for what he did to that young Black man. And now he's accountable on the military side for what he did to that Black man. And I hope this is not only a lesson to him, but this also changes his behavior, because what you did is not only despicable, but we will no longer tolerate it.
So the first thing I did, I showed KJ, because, you know, my boyfriend KJ, he was he's a 20-year veteran of the U.S. Air Force. And I said, and I guess, you know, with all the stuff that's been happening in the media, you assume police and military are on the same page with all that their white supremacist bullshit. He said, oh, no, he's going to get in trouble. They don't play that shit in the military. The military has a large percentage of African-Americans that serve, and they don't play that. They don't play those games. So you may think, you may feel comfortable over there, but you're not going to get away with that. The sad thing is, again, a representative of our military, this man's walking through the neighborhood. I don't know what the video was leading up to this, but the fact that his girl filmed this thinking that they were in the right shows you the kind of
right.
They're on privilege. And how arrogant. Like, you really think that. But anyways, you know, he's going to get his, and you're dismissed, sir. You do not deserve to represent the military, the American, the U.S. military. All right, it looks like on again, off again relationship of Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod. I was sad about this. They say it's over for good. The former couple released this statement. We have realized we're better as friends and look forward to remaining so. We will continue to work together and support each other in our shared business ventures and projects. We wish the best for each other and one another's children. Sources have reported that J-Lo has still has the $1.8 million engagement ring. Whoa. Why do you think they called this off? And J-Lo, she's a savage, man. She need to write a book.
You know, I don't know why they called it off, but I'm going to tell you something. This is the first celebrity couple in a very long time that I've had an emotional investment in. And I'm sad. Like, I'm really sad. Like, those two looked good together. They had good energy. They looked like they had good sex. They both had good money. They had blended their children. And then, you know, I think I know them personally because I ran into them and the kids at the mall.
Here we go.
All Gables.
That yeah, one time.
I eat and shop with J-Lo eat and shop. Y'all hoes get on my level. Nevertheless, I saw them. So now I feel like I know them. And right. I saw the kids and how they were a blended family. And they looked so good. And granted, I know that everything that glitters isn't gold. But I was really rooting for them. And this really does sadden me. And there's rumors swirling that he was messing with that old tired piece of unseasoned chicken from Southern Charm, Madison, whatever. And she just looks like every run-of-the-mill pretty hillbilly girl out there. And I hope like hell that he did not tarnish what he had with Jennifer Lopez. for that.
You know, a lot of times when guys have a woman like that, it's almost like too much. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure J-Lo is not fawning over him like the unseasoned chicken. You know what I'm saying? The unseasoned chicken is like, oh my God, I can't believe I have an A-Rod. You're the best thing I've ever had and will ever have in my life. Where J-Lo's got empire, she's running, she's working, she's got residency, she's got tours, she's popping. I remember a guy, like, I just remember talking to a friend of mine that said the reason why he kind of stepped outside his relationship was the other lady made him her everything because she had time. And the boss girl did not. Al, what do you think about this?
I already told you guys what this was, and you guys just apparently don't listen, all right? If you don't remember, 3 years ago, the local judge in Florida reviewed the case on racketeering and embezzlement, false tax documents, insurance fraud, and interstate wire fraud. A-Rod is under, Alex Rodriguez is under extreme scrutiny right now. He is destined to owe back $50 million and a 30 years in jail is his ticket if he's proven to have committed all these things. Jennifer Lopez is not that woman, okay? She is a boss. She is beautiful. She is successful, and she does have a lot of money. And like I shared with you the last time, she protects her brand over any and everything. And having a brand associated with a multimillionaire. Now, listen, this man made $500 million in his career as a Major League Baseball player. And he is now facing embezzlement, racketeering, and tax fraud. She does not want that in her brand, and she's not going to have that in her brand, because if she smears her brand, her daggone money chips, or whatever you call it, what is it called? Her bag is going to decrease. That's what this is about. This has nothing to do with an extramarital affair, period.
So J-Lo basically is just trying to hold on to her pesos. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with more TGIF, your new favorite show right here on Fox Soul. We'll be right back. Welcome back to TGIF. I'm so excited. Let me just tell y'all, Al Reynolds, Funky Dineva. I look forward to the show every week. Uh-huh. I read the comments. People love what we have to say. I go through YouTube. Y'all be seeing me in the comments, being messy with y'all sometimes and just chatting up. I really love this show. I really do. I just want to tell y'all that. Y'all are amazing. Both of you.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyways, speaking of, I know.
Hold on, Claudia. I don't mean to cut you off, but we got another birthday wish.
Uh-oh.
Take a look.
Claudia, it's Miss Jody Watley. I wanted to wish you happy birthday blessings. Many, many more adventures around the sun. You know, we just get better with time. Stronger, wiser, more beautiful every step of the way. So keep being you, loving and enjoying life and handling your business. So again, continued love, blessings, and success to you, and a big birthday hug. Mwah. Wattage. Stay fabulous.
Oh my God. Jody Watley made my little fast 12-year-old ass want to get hoop earrings when I was little.
But you guys have been friends for a long time.
We've been cool, and she's come on the show, and I really adore Jody Watley. So thank you, mwah, Jody Watley.
When you need to tell her to make up back friends with Howard Hewitt so we can get a Shalamar reunion.
You know what? I know Howard Hewitt. I'm going to call him my goddamn self. How about that? That's my boy.
Hey, let's do it.
Okay, let's get on to something that isn't so beautiful and loving. These white people are trying it, and I'm getting goddamn sick of them, okay? These white students in Texas, a high school, had the audacity, the unmitigated gall, to have an online auction on Snapchat where they pretended to sell their black classmates. So during the fake auction, some of the white students placed bids from $1 up to $100 on black students. The school superintendent launched an investigation and said, quote, "This incident has caused tremendous pain for the victims, their families, and other students of color. And for that, we are deeply saddened." Should the parents of these students and their teachers be held accountable? Who should be held accountable for this? And why do these people... why are they so emboldened? I blame all the slave movies that came out a few years ago, brought it right on back, got white people feeling super comfortable. When it was happening, I felt like there's always a reason for these things. People started feeling like looking at us differently again. And I just don't know why this new this crop of younger people are harping on this slavery stuff and like really fearless how they really coming for us right now. They really have no fear for us anymore. It's really ridiculous. What do y'all think?
Well, I'm going to tell you what this is. You know, Donald Trump has empowered these young millennials or whatever, Gen Zs, to feel like they can do whatever the heck they want to do in social media. But let me tell you what, you did it in the wrong state. You did it in the state of Texas where the Davis Law exists, which means that cyberbullying is a crime. Whenever you use the internet or any social media platform to intimidate, embarrass, or make fun of anyone, you are held accountable. And it is a third degree felony, which could be pushed to a criminal charge of a class A or B misdemeanor. I think this is exactly what these young white boys need to be used as an example to do. They did wrong. How dare you sell anybody on any type of slave auction, especially the black people at your school? I think because also in the state of Texas, if you're 17 years or older, you can go to jail. These young men need to be made an example of. They either need to be charged a misdemeanor A or B, or they need to go to jail. It's unacceptable.
And the audacity of you white people in Texas. I live in Texas. I live right in downtown Texas, Dallas. Y'all was the raggedy state that had black slaves 2 years after slavery was declared illegal. Y'all kept slaves in place for 2 extra years. Y'all knew we was free. We's free. Y'all let us be free. Y'all let us work. Y'all let us do. And I know there were some black people that caught wind and said, you know what, Otis? I heard that we don't got to keep doing this. And so don't you say that. And these white people let us keep going and going and going for 2 years. So I think that raggedy ass spirit of those racist ass, lazy ass slave masters that don't want to do their own goddamn work themselves, made us pick the cotton, made us do their work and get the tobacco and all that other harsh environment, harsh, horrible treatment they did to us. Y'all still got that running through your blood to think that that shit is cute. When I got to Texas and they celebrate Juneteenth here, and I'm like, it just blows my mind. 2 extra years. Think of all the wealth that could have been generated for black families. Think of all the murders that could have been avoided, the abuse, the rapes, the whippings, the lynchings. And shame on you white people that are direct descendants of that fuckery. Excuse my language. I'm not supposed to say that. The effery. Yeah. Anyways.
No, this entire situation is unacceptable. And somebody has to be made an example of. If it was a person of color doing something disgusting in the cyberbullying space, cyberbullying makes people commit suicide. This is a serious offense. These young kids need to be held accountable. They need to either pay a huge jail or something of those sorts, period. And it needs to be on their record for a long time.
Okay. Speaking of long times, hip-hop star Brandy Boyd posted an emotional message on her social media, and she hopes it doesn't take a long time before she can feel better about it. That's recommending a surgical procedure to her friend Hazel E. Let's take a look.
Never, ever send anyone, not even a stranger, to go get medical attention or vouch for anything medically to be done for them, for their family, for their children, for just period. If I didn't think it was okay.
So Hazel E started having issues with her breasts while getting a mommy makeover. She was in Turkey supposedly for 2 weeks, but ended up having to stay for a month. She actually had to have her breasts removed and she was very emotional. Should Americans be cautious when it comes to considering plastic surgery overseas? I know a lot of people think that, oh, I'll go to Colombia, I'll save some money. What do y'all think about this story? Funky, I see you chomping at the bit. I'm gonna go sit back and drink my tea while you take this one. I'm not gonna even be involved.
Let me tell you something. Hazel Lee, she really ain't safe right now because I just don't like her ever since that Iyanla episode where she tried to come on and use Iyanla as PR for those racist statements or those colorist statements that she made about dark-skinned girls. So I'm not gonna spare her despite the fact that she had a medical situation. Let me tell you something. Okay. What happened to Hazel E? Is the direct result of this Instagram thought-like culture. Everybody want to be a bad bitch. Everybody want to be fine and Gucci down. And the reality of the situation is, bitch, you're on 49 cent reduced lunch, okay? You cannot explain to me how and why you live in LA, the capital of plastic surgery, where plastic surgery was created, developed, fortified, bona fide, and every other fine, okay? And that you had to take your ass to Turkey. First of all, The girls in the pandemic is going to Tulum, they is going to Cabo, they is going to Jamaica, and they is coming to Miami. The girls is not going to Turkey. I don't even know where Turkey is on the map. So how the hell this bitch fucking around and found a goddamn plastic surgery, a plastic surgeon in Turkey is beyond me. The people been said, you get what you pay for, okay? And apparently, Miss Girl got what she paid for. Now, Miami is flooded out with people down here creating plastic surgery aftercare centers, which suggests that surgery is already reduced, like the lunch she eating in Miami. You chose to take your ass around the world and to get them saggy bastard hound titties worked on and almost damn died in a true National Geographic fashion. You should have brought your ass down here to Miami and got the $3,500 titties that the rest of the Latin girls down here is getting and carried your ass back to LA and took care of your damn baby. Okay? That's what you did. Instead, and then she had the nerve, because I had to look this up, baby. Mama gonna say, I have some mom guilt that's ripping me apart. I was just trying to have my baby internationally known. I want her to be well-traveled before me. You wanted your damn baby internationally known. First of all, who the hell is your baby? You have fans locally known, but you were, why would your baby be of any importance in Turkey? And if I was going to care my baby somewhere for her to be internationally known, I think the first stop would have been Paris, London, England. It ain't nothing notable in the U.S. by no bitch from Turkey, okay? The only turkey we hear about is on a $5 foot long. That's the only turkey we know. So, girl, all of this of one bad decision.
What to do?
Jonathan Petlin was one bad decision away from being in prison, and your ass was one bad decision away from being in the grave. Embrace them titties. Embrace what you got, because you're not that cute, you're not that fine, and no amount of turkey surgery, Russian surgery, Brazilian surgery, or any other damn country on this planet is going to help it. Now go on to the next story.
I got up and left my chair thinking that this would be over, and I came back and you were still going. Al, do you have anything to say?
No, okay,
got it.
And another thing, okay.
Oh my God.
Kanye West, mama, dad, going out the country, messing with this surgery. Tamika Raymond, Usher ex-wife, almost died, carrying her ass out the country, messing with this surgery. Y'all ass gonna mess around and get COVID in your ass, trying to get BBLs and all this other damn stuff, and you're gonna get some Turkish variant that it ain't no damn Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson cure for. Stay your ass in the States and come see Dr. Miami, or if you want to look like Shekinah, take your or Tiny, take your ass to Dr. Curves in Atlanta. Okay, that is all we doing. We doing LA, Miami, or Atlanta. That's it.
We gonna take a quick break, and we gonna be back with more TGIF when we return. Welcome back to TGIF. Listen, tonight's episode is sponsored by Sesh. That's S-E-S-H. Now, therapy can be super expensive, and to many of us, it's really inaccessible. Hundreds of dollars a month to text with a counselor? No, thank you. Thankfully, Sesh offers a safe space for group support where you can connect with other people in similar situations as yourself, and they're all led by expert therapists. Now, for those who don't know, Sesh is the leading mental health app for accessible group support facilitated by diverse licensed therapists who are really experts in their field. Now, Sesh is a 60-minute online group support system led by an experienced therapist with a specific specialty. And each session has a maximum of 14 participants. So it's not a lot of people. You can get your individual attention that you need. Okay, and guess what? Sesh also offers community-specific support for the Black, Latinx, LGBTQIA+, AAPI communities, and many more. You know what else? It's affordable. Sesh is only $60 a month. That's $60 per month for unlimited group sessions with licensed therapists. Now, that sounds like a great deal, doesn't it? And each new user receives 2 weeks of a free trial. That's two
free weeks when you sign up. So take a listen. The first step is to go download seshtherapy.com. That's S-E-S-H therapy.com, or download the Sesh app in the App Store today. Make sure you do it, because a lot of y'all need this therapy, okay? Sesh is mental health care made easy, and we'd like to thank them so much for being a sponsor and sponsoring our show tonight. We'll be back with more TGIF when we return. Welcome to TGIF, hosted by myself, Funky Dineva, and Al Reynolds, and to all of y'all in the chat that keep it lively every single week. And we noticed when we had the replay on Saturday, the same amount of number or more people are in the chat going in on our show. So we want to thank you all from the bottom of our heart. Like, we see all your comments. So thank you so much for supporting us and loving us like you have. All right, let's get into some more hot topics here. Minnesota cop Kimberly Potter has been charged with second-degree manslaughter for killing Dante Wright. The officer shot Wright on Sunday when he was pulled over for a traffic stop. He's the guy that they said, air fresheners, and it led to other things, of course. The officer allegedly meant to use her taser during the incident, but grabbed her gun instead and shot Wright. And the tragedy took place just 10 miles from where George Floyd was shot. Where George Floyd was killed last year. Now, Minnesota has been the site of protests all week. It's really hot in Minnesota right now. Lots of stuff going on. Once again, a Black man killed on video by police in Minnesota. Do you think the arrest of this officer so quickly will lead to some kind of justice, or is it just a passive bias? Because the timing could not be worse for the police department right now. It really couldn't.
Yeah. So this would be considered a nightmare for that city, because you have all eyes, 24 hours of trial coverage about one death. And then here she goes, a 26-year-old veteran. I just want us to make sure we understand exactly what happened. A 26-year-old veteran mistaken her taser gun for her gun, which is a 9mm, right? A Glock 9mm.
2.6 pounds versus 8 ounces.
Right, 8 ounces. So I just want to make sure everybody understands what's going on here. She mistaken a taser, which is ounces in weight, to her Glock 9mm, which is close to 3 pounds, all right? And she shot a young man, and it's all on camera. That, to me, is unacceptable. That, to me, is not second-degree manslaughter to me. I feel like there was an intent behind it. She was also with a rookie, right? So she was training a rookie. So she was basically showing this rookie what you do when people of color misbehave. What you do, instead of pulling your taser, you pull your gun. That's what she was teaching that rookie to do. Unfortunately, young lady, you pulled the trigger, and now you're going to have to face the consequences for the fuckery that you created on that scene. Now, what pissed me off the most about this is, did y'all see where that city built a fence around her house to protect her during these times? Did y'all see that?
They just like they're protecting an army guy. They protect the white culprits and the black innocent victims here.
That's right. And that blew my mind. They created a fence within 10 hours through the night. They put up a fence to protect her when she got out of jail, just in case she came back home.
Let me just compare. Let me just, for context, Tatiana Jefferson here down in Texas. The young lady that was in her house with her, I think her nephew, watching TV, playing video games, shot in her house, shot dead and killed, right? They left a mess of blood and glass. Do you know the police did not even bother to clean it up? The family had to take care of that? So miss me with the bullshit, how this country is so fair and what racism and all this nonsense. They try to gaslight us that we, you know, that we're supposed to, that we're overreacting or playing the race card. You have Black people that are shot dead that have no weapons in their homes, and you leave it to the family to clean their loved ones' blood and glass and residue and bullets in the walls out their damn selves. But when white people feel threatened for what they've done to us, they get barricades built around their homes. They get protection. They get all kinds of, let's get into their backstory. And, their daddy didn't buy them a pony when they were 16 and they were traumatized because their family had a divorce. They don't ever give that consideration to all the traumas. To be Black in America is this trauma almost every day. You have to, as celebrity as we are and successful as we are, or known as we are, or pretty as we are, or wealthy, it does not matter. When y'all see a police come up behind you, don't y'all get fucking nervous as hell and worried that this could go bad for you? We don't have that luxury of feeling comfortable. So I'm so sick and tired of the bullshit. and the pandering, the babying, the coddling of white people in America, when you expect a 13-year-old black boy and a 17-year-old black boy to behave so perfectly and to not make any mistakes, but for a white police man or a woman that's armed and dangerous and trained, we have to have every single bit of consideration for what they may be going through. Miss me with the bullshit, kiss my black ass, we're sick of the shit. We're sick of it.
You don't mistake a taser for a gun. I'm sorry. You're not on a force for 26 years to draw a gun when you're meant to draw a taser. It does not happen.
Okay? Well, the training says on your weak side is the taser and on the strong side is your gun. So you went for your weak side to go over here and get your, you went to the strong side to get your gun.
Exactly. 26 years. This officer can perform her duties with her eyes closed. She could drive around that city with her eyes closed in that cop car. For her to mistake a taser for a gun is unacceptable. And she needs to be held accountable for taking the life of a young black man. Period.
A father. And they just never do these mistakes. They don't make these mistakes with white people. They just never make these mistakes with white people. We don't hear these mistakes. Sorry, Funky.
No, you're good. One thing I just wanted to add before we move on, and the reason why I've been so quiet during this particular story is because to be present and black is to be angry all
day
long. And I know some people may not agree with me, and I know it may be naive of me, but I actually had to unfollow every news outlet. I don't watch the news. I don't even engage in conversations like this with people anymore. You see, this completely brought my mood down because it's just infuriating. And in order for me to have some semblance of a happy life, I have to block it out and almost pretend like it's not even going on just to have a good day. And that's what's sad about all of this.
Absolutely.
Very well said. And you know what? It's not fair to us. We want to be happy every day. We want to be carefree and walk around. Maybe that's why white people walk around barefoot and carefree, don't worry about nothing no more. They don't have that same drama and they want to do stuff that for fun. Like you see, we always make jokes about white people. They do more risky stuff for their behavior. Like they right. go bungee jumping. We don't need that because our bungee jumping is going it's outside.
Driving to 7-Eleven.
Right, it's driving to 7-Eleven. Yeah. That's right. I'm going to Walgreens.
So they need that. We don't need that. We like, oh shit, I may not come home today.
Every ride is a thrill ride.
That part. All right, moving on. DJ Mustard took to social media to call out his personal shopper, Carissa Walker, for allegedly stealing $50,000 from him. Check out his post. He said, today I found out that she ran my credit cards up $50,000, buying stuff for herself, purses, shoes, shades, and other stuff. He also added, you just messed it up for some effing Instagram likes. What? I never understood giving personal shoppers like just carte blanche on credit cards. Would y'all ever do that? I don't trust anyone that much.
Absolutely not. You know, I I'm not going to pretend like I'm Beyonce or Kim Kardashian or anything like that. But oftentimes my stylist does go out. She'll send me stuff and say, I got XYZ, or I'll tell her I need something and she'll run it on her credit card and I'll cash app her immediately. Or mm-hmm. she'll say, cash app me because my card is at its limit. And she run, and that's the way we run it. First and foremost, I want to say about DJ Mustard, I don't even know who he is. I have literally no idea who this man is. Therefore, you can't be that damn busy that you can't do your own damn shopping because I don't know who you are. You know what I'm saying? And not that I know everybody, but bitch, you ain't that damn busy. Those things. What else is she buying other than damn food? Okay? I just don't get it. I think it's foolish in these days and times. To give people credit cards with their name on it, your name on it, get them hoes a prepaid card. And when it's time for her to go get you some pants for the show or whatever, right. You go in and you transfer $2,000 on there and make that hoe bring you your receipts. Point blank, period.
Well, speaking of pants and things that are in the pants, sexy singer who's known to break cervixes, August Alsina teased fans this week. He asked if people thinks that he should do an OnlyFans page. He said, OnlyFans keeps offering me to advance to join their platform. August was a subject of much talk because of his entanglement with Jada Pinkett Smith. And word on the street is brother man is super, super holding, pack, pack, pack. Supposedly he broke some lady's cervix or twisted it all out the frame. Al, you're an OnlyFans proponent. Do you think he should make an OnlyFans?
Oh, first of all, okay. All right. You know, okay, so wait a minute.
Ooh, he had a loss of words. We ain't never seen Alan with a loss of words.
Let me tell you why I got a loss of words, because didn't Jada have a rejuvenation, which means you're supposed to tighten it? And didn't she have relations or entanglement with young man who is supposed to be endowed? Like, I'm just kind of confused, because she said through that entanglement, right, she felt like she was an 18-year-old girl again. So I'm just like, okay, wait a minute. I'm confused. But listen, if he can make money in OnlyFans, he's not making a lot of money touring right now. So I say go for it. I mean,
do you subscribe to his OnlyFans?
I definitely have no reason to subscribe to that young man's OnlyFans. I'm not interested. He doesn't seem freaky enough for me to subscribe to his
August own. Alsina doesn't seem freaky enough?
Absolutely not. I feel like just the whole just watching him and seeing his career unfold, he is clearly homegrown. He is corporate grown. No, I'm good.
So I'm gonna tell y'all something. Because you know, I'm gonna tell a little bit of my personal tea. I got sucked into the OnlyFans rabbit hole where there was one particular person I wanted to see. So I paid the little $5 to see them.
Who was it?
Whatever. I'm not telling. Who was it? But now I'm subscribed to like 13 people, right? I was on there not last night. I was on there the other night minding my business and handling business. And do y'all know Tarzan, the Instagram guy, the black guy that does, he's like Steve Irwin.
I know him.
He's from Miami, Rhode Island. He's good looking.
He lives in Miami, Baby, when his thing popped up in the OnlyFans, and so I said, let me read one of the descriptions of his post. It was like early morning in the shower holding my snake. I said, oh, bitch, I'm finna subscribe. And so I subscribed.
He was holding a real snake.
Right. But, you know, very suggestive, very whatever. And it made me say, okay, there is a way celebrities and popular people can tastefully do this and make a couple coins, because he damn sure got me for my little $12.99 or $13.99 or whatever it was that he got. So,
well, okay, well, that's good to know.
Back to August. Claudia, would you have sex with August?
Well, I'm a taken woman, Al.
If you weren't a taken woman, all I'm saying is he something that you would turn you on? Would you have sex with him? Would you have an entanglement with him?
No, but he probably would be good for sex, though. I've heard good things. I thought he's really endowed, and his music is pretty. He's a little younger than me, though.
So you mean that you're saying that to have good sex, you have to be endowed?
No,
but it helps.
It does help. You don't have to be as skilled if you have a big one. Mm. Let's move on. Speaking of guys that show their bang bangs, The Game is laying down some old school rules for his next relationship. He posted, and this message got a lot of likes. Maybe I'm old school, but my woman ain't paying one damn bill. Not rent, not mortgage, not a car note, not nails, not hair, clothes, phone, or groceries. But if you're taking care of home, cooking, and effing the blank out of me, life is on me. Rapper Akbar agreed with his idea and responded. Check this out. Before we go to break, Cute, is there anything you'd like to say in response to that?
You know what? This would be such an easy read, and I don't want to go in.
Go in, Cute.
I just don't want to go in, because it's going to come off like an attack on Akbar. But I'm here to say this, right? Like, I love what The Game said. A lot of men like that traditional stuff. If it worked for you, I love it. However, you know, moving forward to 2021, I think the cost of living is just too expensive in most big places for this ideal to still exist. I ain't saying you should go 50-50 and be roommates. I think you should be proportional.
Hold that? They're making me take our last break, and we're going to finish the rest of this. We're going to talk about this. So we'll be right back with the last moments of TGIF when we return. Welcome back to TGIF. Q, what were you saying about Akbar before we went to break?
Right. You know, the funny thing about Akbar, I want Akbar to succeed, but she really triggers me so much. And I know this may come off patriarchal, it may come off all kind of wrong, but I just think there is something wrong when a woman is out here getting plastic surgery, gallivanting all across the world, living celebrity status, and ain't got her kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, while you too busy out here trying to get the game, you got five kids that you don't have custody of. You tootsie rolling all around LA, and it's just going to be an Iyanla Van Zandt moment where their kids are going to be like, you could have came and got us and you was partying. But anyway, I'm not going to go in and let half on that woman. That's food for thought. Claudia, we've got one more birthday wish we'd like to send your way. Take a look.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Melody Holt, and I just want to wish a happy, happy birthday to the queen, Miss Claudia Jordan. Girl, I hope you've been having an amazing day, and I can't wait to turn up with you in Shreveport, Louisiana this weekend, because it's about to go down. Happy birthday, and I love you, sis.
Too, but I don't know if I'm going to be seeing her this weekend because they ain't sent my deposit yet.
What deposit?
For my appearance. And listen, if y'all got my money, send it so I could be there. I want to come party in Shreveport, but I'm not going for free because they got casinos. I'm going to spend all my money. Fellas, right. This has been an amazing show. Melody, thank you so much. Tawanda, thank you so much. Who else sent a shout out?
Jody Watley,
the legend. Thank you so much. I had a fun show with y'all. Y'all have fun tonight?
I had fun.
Next time we're going to talk about...
Happy birthday, Claudia.
Thank you, my friend.
Next time we're going to talk about celebrity sex tapes and who got that work and who doesn't. We'll see y'all back here.
A small one and now it's big.
Nene said you know.
Who, me?
You.
Me? You don't know my business. Anyways, we will see you next Friday right here at TGIF. Y'all have a great weekend. I'll see you later.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Hey, have a good night.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. And once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.